Welcome to the Mom Owned and Operated Podcast, the podcast about moms and for moms, where we have candid conversations about running a business, raising a family, and remembering ourselves. I'm your host, Rita Suzanne, a single mom of four, digital strategist, and provider of no-nonsense business strategies and tactics.
Hi, I'm Rita Suzanne, and today I have my guest Ashley with me. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me again and taking the time to chat with me and everyone else about you, your business, and your family. Can you please tell us all about all the things?
Of course, yes. Thank you so much for having me back again. I love it. I love it so much. I'm Ashley, and I am a certified director of operations, which really just means a strategic partner in your business. I'm also a mom. I have two little boys who are 5 and 2 who keep me on my toes and keep my heart so full. They are just the busiest, most fun little people in the world. I have a husband, of course. I'm in Ohio, and I'm just working my business, being a mom, being a wife, running a household, doing all the things, and loving it all. It's a great gig.
Yeah. Well, so how long have you had your business? How long have you been doing this now?
Yeah, a little over 2 years I've been in business, and I just celebrated my business month. Yeah, the business anniversary. I started as a virtual assistant and just quickly realized I could do a lot more. I have kind of that like organized brain. I was a former teacher, and I feel like teacher, you had to be on, you had to keep schedules, you had to keep things organized. And that really transitioned well into the online virtual assistant space. I was like, wow, I can really keep stuff in order. And rather than, you know, taking the tasks, I really found myself being able to talk to the boss, the CEO, not the creative visionary, there's so many names for it, and really help start to guide them and like what we should do next. And I really kind of just realized there's something here, you know, that I can offer that's different in this space. And so I went on to become certified as a director of operations. And now I run my business on retainer clients and projects and a lot of consulting as well.
Yeah. I remember when I first started so long ago, I thought I was going to be a VA too, right? Because in the corporate world, I had worked in an office and I had managed people and done, you know, all of these things for years. I can't even remember, you know, over 10 years. And I thought, like, what is the natural progression from working in an office to being an office assistant, right? But I think that I would have also too, if I would have stayed as a VA, I would have quickly said, this is not for me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It feels like a really natural step into the space. But if you have a previous skill set or you have a passion for a specific route, I really encourage, I think when you're just getting started, coming in as like more of a generalist, unless you have a very specific skill set that you know transfers well into the online space, a VA is a great spot to start with because you can get a ton of experience and get to try different things and figure out what you really love to do and what you can do well, like what's your zone of genius, right?
Yeah. I mean, because I say that when I talk about being a web designer, I always say I went from having one boss to having 15 bosses. And, you know, it's, I think the same is true when you're a VA because you are juggling all of these clients at once. And so I think it can become overwhelming to certain people, which is why they need someone like you to come in
yes.
and see the strategic. Isn't mm-hmm. that what you're doing? You're like coming in and being more like a partner to them.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. At Ashley Water & Co., we are a strategic partner for your business. So a director of operations really is a partner who comes in with the CEO and helps them run the day-to-day, kind of gets them out of the weeds. And more than just managing, they're really providing strategy and thoughtfulness behind the business decisions that are being made. So we're looking at financials every month. We're looking at launch schedule. We're helping the CEO design the launch schedule. we are looking at making goals for the, you know, for the quarter, for the month. We're doing really intensive planning every quarter that helps guide what we need to do next. Like, okay, we need to do some more visibility. We need to pull this together. What do we have on the calendar for this? So it's a lot of just looking back, reflecting, reviewing on what we've done and making a strategic plan forward. And then from there, it's communicated to the team by me as the DOO. We communicate to the team and it gets managed out, implemented, comes back and goes out into the world. So I couldn't do it without a team, without the CEO having a team. And so I come in and really just help keep the team on track, moving forward, doing those needle moving tasks.
Yeah, I think that that's the best part is, like we were mentioning before, having the team to like really support you. And I think that, you know, being a VA is good for, you know, some people just really thrive at it and just really love it. And then other people, I guess, like us, we're like, no.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I enjoy the doing to an extent, but it was getting to the point where I was like, doing things, you know, was really quickly. I felt like I had, you know, more. And also what you mentioned before about it becoming overwhelming. It is so true. As a VA, you never really know when your CEO is going to give you a task and you don't necessarily know when it's due. So if you're working with a group of, you know, multiple businesses and they all pile on, you know, there's a launch and they all line up on the same week and suddenly you are underwater. And as a mom, I just couldn't have that. I couldn't do it. I was like, I have to really kind of help set my own schedule and at least be a little more ahead of the ball and knowing what my CEOs are going to be doing so I can plan a little bit better to know like, all right, this is a launch month. It's going to be really heavy. I need to pull in some more childcare. And then there are some relaxed months, which is really nice. So it's a balance.
Smart. Yeah, because even as when I was doing design, it was overwhelming because it seemed like everybody would come in at the same time, right? Because I also had retainer clients, but then I was doing the VIPs and had them scheduled out. And that was the only way that I was really able to kind of tame the overwhelm and the burnout that can exist when you're easily a service provider. As a service provider, I feel like you're just more susceptible because you have to do all the actual tasks.
100%. Yeah. As a coach, you're like the time in, you're talking, you're as a service provider, it's like, we're talking, we're planning. And then there's a ton of doing after behind the scenes, yeah, you know, straightforward facing with the client. So it is definitely different.
So speaking of burnout, let's talk a little bit about how you are able to overcome burnout, especially with such little ones. You know, my kids are teens now and they still overwhelm me and kind of the state of panic at times.
Sure. Oh my gosh. Right. Yeah. I have a few different strategies in place and I still get very stressed out. Don't get me wrong. You never know how your day's going to start with a 2 and a 5-year-old. Right. But I also really am strategic about having it feel like harmonious. I'm not super tight on work time, kid time, like it. And honestly, it's really just what works for your family. I have an amazing supportive husband who works during the day. And then sometimes, you know, if I'm like really busy, I'm like, hey, babe, I got to work this evening. And he's like, got it. Like, what should we do for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I'll figure it out. Like, go do your thing. So exactly. So having a support system for sure is helpful. And being able to create space, like it, things that I love, like I will definitely lean in and do the things I love to make sure like I'm getting a little bit of personal enjoyment in my life and like creating time for myself. And then this is something new that I've been kind of playing around with is cycle sync my business, which has been such a game changer for me. I love to use it for my business. I know it sounds a little like woo. It's definitely
more because I'm like a period syncing, but I know
that's exactly it. That's exactly it. You're totally on point. It's all about like my hormonal cycle, right? I know that it's again kind of woo, but certain times in your cycle, women have more natural energy. And so I've really been capitalizing on that, like at the beginning of my cycle, which I won't get into the specifics, but like, you know, when you're ovulating, you're like at the beginning, you have a lot more natural energy and you want to be like out more and you want to be able to talk more. So that's like a great time for me to be showing up on social media a little bit more or like planning out content. Whereas the week before my period starts, that's more of like, you're kind of like, right. Like you're just a little more sensitive, a little. So that's like a great time to run my books. And I look at like admin and I plan stuff. And that's been really cool to capitalize on my natural energy. So every week I'm not like, oh my God, I have to schedule. Like I have to figure out content. Like I plan it a little bit more with my cycle. It's been so cool. Exactly.
I read a book about that. Was it Kate Northrup or something like that who wrote the book?
I've heard it from a few different people. I know in the flow, like Flow Living. Gosh, I can't remember her name right now. VT. It's so bad. That's so bad. I should know it. I've just been like really testing it out and seeing there's a few different people who are starting to talk about it. And it's been really neat for me. I have some, like you know, when you have babies, I just feel like women's bodies get destroyed after babies. So yeah. I'm still dealing with some like hormonal thyroid stuff after having kiddos. So I'm just leaning into ways that I can like help fight the fatigue and fight the stress. And that has been really neat for me to be able to start to try out and test out.
And I think that that's important because, you know, often we don't want to say, oh, that's a little too woo-woo for me. But I feel like whatever works, you know, whatever works for your business and it makes sense, you know, as far as how you feel energetically, it's gonna your output, your performance is going to be reflective of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it is true. I think we all feel it. Like as business owners, there are times when you're like, let's go. Like this is the time. And then there's other times where you're like, I don't even want to open the app. Like I cannot get on Instagram today. Like I cannot talk to my clients today. And that if you kind of get more in tune with it, I have realized it's really kind of aligned with our hormonal, you know, cycle. So it's fun to really just like call it out and lean into it where I feel like, you know, the messaging for so long when I was at that age where you're first starting to like even have a cycle, it's really like, oh, you just kind of like deal with it and keep going. And so it's been fun to like lean into it and sometimes talk with clients about it too, who are really interested, like, oh yeah, like I can see it now. Now that I'm more in tune, I can see when my clients are my female clients are like, you know, like energetic and ready to go. And I'm like, let's capitalize on this. Like this is when we need to have the launch, you know. Yeah. So it's been fun to kind of play with it.
I think that's really interesting. And a lot of people would say those downtimes are like, oh, I'm burnt out. I don't feel like doing anything. And you may be, right? Because a sign of fatigue, you know, a sign of burnout is fatigue and overwhelm. But I think that your cycles, your hormones can have a lot to do with it, especially as women and mothers, you know, because it can take you a long time to get back on track.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just nice to be able to call it out and realize and like feel a sense of like, okay, this is why this is happening instead of like, why do I keep getting burnt out in my business? Do I just need to burn it to the ground? Like what is happening every month? I hate my business during a certain time. Well, maybe we need to, you know, like look into and figure out a little bit more, but yeah, it's not for everybody. It's totally not for everybody, but it has really been a neat way for me to support myself in running my own business and helping other women run their businesses. So it's been a cool tool.
Well, I think as a mom, we have to just take advantage of everything that we can, especially when your children are so young, you know, so little, and you're so, you know, I'm sure grateful to have such a wonderful support system, you know, because.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. Yeah, I couldn't do it without him, of course. You know, it'd be a lot more crazy town around here.
You can still do it.
Yeah, we totally could. Just definitely like little monkeys while I'm having client calls. That is like one boundary I do keep for my client calls. I have to have childcare. So there are times I said before that I kind of, it's like harmonious. I try, you know, if I need to hop on my computer really quick while it's breakfast that, you know, the kids are cool. They're eating. I'm on my computer really quick. It's fine. Certain times it is like, you know, we need to move mountains and really make some key decisions. And you can't do that with a 2-year-old who's like climbing on your face all the time. So
you need to focus in order to think clearly. And before, definitely. Remember, you know, before COVID, we did not have our children in our business as far as I remember my sons, they were probably, I want to say, six, you know, seven-ish, maybe seven, nine-ish. And yeah. I'm on a call, I'm doing this presentation, and it was in a really big group. And then I finished it up, everything was fine. And then here they come in the background, jumping and screaming. And I was mortified, right? Everybody's like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. But I was, in my mind, I'm like, that's so unprofessional. But now in COVID, you know, post COVID, everybody, it's okay. And everybody embracing the idea of having your children in the center and front forefront of your business. And
definitely,
I think that that's, it's so exciting to be able to incorporate your children and not be, and not feel like inadequate because your children are in your
business. Cause you're a mom. It's that people say that, right? It's like some people expect you to work like you don't have kids and be a mom like you don't have a job. And that's just not reality. And I think that does lead to a lot of burnout, the pressure that we put on ourselves to do it all and do it all without help and like perfect, you know, it just, the pictures that can be painted, especially in the online space, make it feel almost impossible for us to feel successful, like we're doing it, you know, and doing it well.
Yeah. That's why I think that it's important to really be realistic about what's happening in your business versus just trying to paint a pretty picture that a lot of people do.
Definitely.
So, you know, that was the whole idea of this podcast, was so that I could reach out and talk to other moms, because I was struggling and I couldn't understand, like, how come everybody else can do this and I'm the only one who can't do it? And, you know, it's not true. And
I'm sure you've learned every episode. You're like, it is not just me.
People still stay so put on a, you know, facade of everything being perfect, you know, but when you're off camera, then that's when you can really get to know.
No, they're real.
And I get it, because when I turn on the camera, then that's when it's professional time, right?
Sure.
Turn it off. Then we can let our hair down a little bit more than because we don't want to come off as unprofessional, and then nobody's going to want to hire us, because
100%.
That's so true. Be a shit show, and then you're like, yes, I trust you to run your business, even though you're completely a disaster.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. She has no childcare, so she doesn't have time for me. Right. I get that. Yeah, for sure. You definitely don't want to put yourself out there like you don't have it together. I can understand that.
Minimally have it together, right? Like, I know what I'm doing. I know exactly what's happening. My life is a disaster, but I still know what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It may be happening at 11 o'clock at night, but I know what I'm doing.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, it will happen. I love that. That's so funny.
So what is your favorite thing to do as a DOO?
Oh gosh. I love so much, but I really love the strategic mapping, the business planning that I get to do with my retainer clients. I do them every quarter, and I really believe quarterly planning is like, you have to do it in your business. And I also love to just do that as a VIP week. That's probably my favorite offer, is being able to pull in a CEO who's like, and this is really for a CEO who has been in business a while. They're pretty established. Maybe they have a team, maybe just a team, you know, an extra person helping them out. They feel like they know their offers, like they have a pretty strong sense of what they're doing, but they kind of feel like a duck, right? Or like underwater, kind of like, I'm, it's happening. Like, it looks
great,
but it's exactly, but like, you know, it's crazy back here. So that's when I get to come in and we get to settle out, like, all right, let's like pull back and anchor onto our mission, our vision, our values. Let's make sure those are aligned. If not, we're going to recalibrate. And then we dive in to those pillars, the departments in your business, and go through each one and really set priorities that we need to make sure that we have in place, and then prioritize them out, make a plan, like set a focus for each month for the next quarter, and delegate out and get it done. And it's really a fun transformation from beginning of the week to like, I don't know what is happening. Like, I have so many ideas. They're amazing. I don't know what I'm going to do with them all. I feel crazy. My back end's nuts too. By the end of the week, after we've had like two planning sessions, we're voxing all week, really getting into the weeds of what needs to be happening, to the end of the week, it's like, oh, here you go. Yeah. I know what there's like so much clarity and direction and a plan. And that's how we talk about it, is strategic mapping session gives you clarity, direction, and a plan. Like, you get really clear on what you will need to be doing next that's actually going to move your business forward. We get that direction piece of this is what we need to do next. And we plan it out so that you know exactly in the next 3 months, each month, each week, yeah, the tasks that you really need to be putting forward. And it just gives your business this really great anchor. And if you haven't tried it before, it's something where it's like, oh gosh, it's really going to change how you can, like, you sit down at your computer and you know exactly what to do. And that feels great as a business owner with no time, especially as a mom business owner with literally no time. Having a plan is, oh, it's great.
I'm like you. I like to quarterly plan. Yearly plan, it just seems so far away for me. And it's really hard for me to envision, because month to month, week to week, day to day, things can change.
100%. Yeah. Especially in online business, it changes. It can change fast. It's hard. It's easy to see the vision. Like, I know what I want it to feel like and what I imagine it should look like. But when you get into the weeds, it's like, I don't actually know which bus. Like, do I need a bus? Do I need a car? Like, what do I need to get there? Because it could change in 6 months to a year. So really, those quarters seem to be a really nice anchor to guide you.
Right, because the month is just too small, but then the quarter, I think, is good. I do quarterly with my clients too, because
it's awesome.
Yeah, it keeps everybody on tasks.
Well, yeah, because a month flies. Like, you don't really necessarily, but it goes so fast. A month can go, especially if things come up, and too, you kind of got to think about your lifestyle if you're heading into third quarter and. Like, that's summer, like, where, are you going on a vacation? Are your kids all like you? There's so much to consider in a month basis.
Always the summers are slower, right? They're just obviously more relaxed, especially if your clients are other moms, right?
For sure. Yeah. That's the time. Yeah. At this point in the year, I'm working with my teams, like my client, like, all right, let's get our schedules out. Like, when are we going on vacation? Yeah. What's the out of office, the OOO notification that we need to bring up? Like, who's going to be here? It's bare bones, right? So this is the time where we're starting to plan for summer shutdown for a lot of my companies
during this time. And then it goes kind of slow. But I think that also it's not a good idea to just like give up during the summer, right? Because a lot of people are not working in the summer. And so if you're the one or, one of the few still working in the summer, that could be a good opportunity for you as well.
Absolutely. I've heard that too. Like, the amount of people that you're selling to becomes a lot smaller. So your message is getting out there a lot bigger, because there's not as many fish happen that you're like, competing with in the sea. Yeah. It's just you.
it's definitely a good opportunity. Same thing with the holidays, over Christmas holiday break and things of that nature.
Absolutely. I know. For my business. Absolutely. Yeah. For my business, my husband is a teacher. So he's got all those like really fun times off. Yeah. So it's a great time for me to ramp up, because he's home and like the kids are cool, like they're playing with dad, who they don't get to play with all day, all year long. So it's really nice for us to balance that out. And it is true. It's whatever works for your business. And I have seen some great opportunity in those off month.
Right. Because not everybody has the younger children at home where they need to take the time off. I mean, like me, my kids are off running around with their friends and having fun. So I do take advantage of the holidays and summers.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're busy. And there's other people around who can kind of hang with them and they want to visit with them. So it is kind of a nice time you can sneak away and get ahead.
All right. So I want to ask you a question. If another mom came to you and she wanted to start her own business right now, what would you tell her?
I would tell her, make it work for your life. there's a lot of people who can make you think that there's a certain way that it has to look, but you do have to put in the work. So make it work for you, but also know it does take work. There is a lot of work and it isn't easy, but you can do it with as much ease as possible that so that it can fit your life. Hard work and making it work for your life is what I would say. And also really kind of cluing into the things that light you up, that make you feel like, oh, I love this. Like I could do this for a long time, and lean into that so that you're really enjoying it. It's always work, but it doesn't feel like work. That's what I would let them know.
I feel like the two of us are at a point where we really enjoy our businesses so much that it doesn't feel like burdensome at, you know, like for me, because I can work. I do have a workaholic nature, but if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be able to do it as much.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think that you have to really find a spot where you fall in love with it, because then when you are up, you know, at 11 o'clock at night planning out your nurture sequence, like you keep putting off because you're doing stuff for your clients or like whatever it is you're doing, it feels good. Like even though you know you should be sleeping, like you are like so fired up about it and you're loving it.
And everybody's like, why are you doing that? You're crazy. And I'm like, but I don't feel, you know, I feel motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that it's okay to do things like that, as long as you're not, you know, feeling burnt out at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you definitely have to be self-aware and clued in to what it is that you're, what you're feeling. But if it's firing you up to get up at 5 a.m., like, go girl, do you. I'm like, no thanks on the mornings, but I know it works for a lot of people. So whatever works for you and your life is what you should be leaning into.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I would rather stay up late than get up early and do the thing. I still get up semi early, but I'm not ready to work yet. You know, like I need to slowly like get myself moving before I'm ready to actually be prepared for the world.
It's so true. Yeah. I'm the same way. I have more energy at night. Like once the kids are down, that gives me like a boost. A lot of people crash. Like my husband's like, good night. And I'm like okay. Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, good night. Good night. So that I can go work. Cause my brain lights up at night, but in the morning. Yeah. Even if I get up early, I'm like,
yes, it takes me. I don't even set calls until I think 11 because I don't want to. And I get up at before 7 and I'm still not even ready for calls until at least 11.
Sure. Well, yeah, you've got morning. You've got your littles to get out the door too, but it is.
Oh, they get it themselves out. My kids are self-sufficient.
Amazing. Teach it one day I'll get there.
Right. I'm like, prepared. It's pretty, this is the first year though, that I haven't take somebody to car line, you know, go through car line or get somebody dressed and, you know, take them up to the bus or anything like that. Like my three youngest ones are all in middle school. So they all go to the bus at the same time. And then I have my oldest, she's in high school. So she's definitely off before the others go. And, you know, it's like they have their own alarms. They get up in the morning and they get themselves ready. They come in and say goodbye to me. And then that's when I wake up, essentially.
I love it. Oh my God. That's like so the goal.
It's like this dream.
I bet you feel like a new woman. Like you're not helping.
So much better.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. New season of life.
Yes, I know. I'm like, if there's something that I'm grateful for, that's pretty much it. Yeah. It's less stressful for me in the mornings when I'm not having to do all these things. Now I will get up and, you know, ask my youngest, have you brushed your teeth and stuff like that, but very minimal. He's pretty much taking care of all the things by himself. So.
Oh, so fun. We're like just entering, not even close to that, but like my 5-year-old can brush his teeth, you know, like he can, and it's so different. You know, you're like, did you brush your teeth? Like, it's just such a different conversation. Like,
yes,
start to get self-sufficient. Yeah. But he does. I still have to check it, like make sure the shirt, like he can pick out his clothes, but they never match. And they're for sure going on inside out and backward, like for sure every time. Listen, so
my 12-year-old still to this day wears his shirt backwards almost every day. He'll come home from school and I'll be like, why is your shirt backwards? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like he puts it on meaning to put it the other way, but it ends up backwards every single time.
Oh my God. So it's not going to be different for me. Got it. Good to know. They're so funny.
He might catch on better than my does.
I love it. You're like, at least you were clothed. It's fine.
And he's wearing sweatshirt every day, so he doesn't even. Yeah,
that's true. There you go. Yeah. You don't have to worry till the summer. No.
Well, Ashley, where are you online? Where can people hire you and see you online?
Absolutely. I'm at ashleywanner.com. So it's Ashley. And then Wanner is spelled WANNER. I always say it's like water, but the N sound. And then on Instagram is really where I'm mostly hanging out. It's at ashleywanner.co. So that's where you can find me. And I love to hang out there and chat and talk all things strategic planning and hiring, all the things. I love to get into all that stuff. Where you can find me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Ashley. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. I love it.
Same. I love it too. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
And there you have it. I want to encourage you to remember that being a mom who runs her own business is not easy. We all struggle, but just keep moving forward and don't forget to make time for yourself. As moms, we are usually the first thing to go to the bottom of the list. If your business is overwhelming you and you need real solutions, not just some sugar-coated suggestions, apply to work with me at ritasuzanne.com/apply.